It's flashback week on Hysteria 51. Monday through Friday this week the Meat Sacks are releasing one of their favorite past episodes of the show. On Friday there will be a post where you can vote for your favorite episode of the week. One person who voted will be picked at random for a prize pack, so make sure to hop on Hysteria Nation if you like crap from shitty podcasts. I hope you lose.
And now, on with the show.
All right, idiots, let's try this from the top. Dulce intro, take one.
Dulce, New Mexico.
Cut.
Dulce, New Mexico is the location of an underground base inhabited by a group of sinister extraterrestrials.
Cut. Not extraterrestrials, reptilians. Remember, we don't know if they're actually from this Earth.
Okay, you're reptilians. I'm sorry.
Okay, I got this. Reptilians. Or is all the UFO and paranormal activity in the area merely a convenient cover story for the secret ops project?
Cut. Damn it, the script says secret black ops project. I didn't say sober for 30 minutes to have you butcher my writing.
Okay. All right, we got this, C-Bot. Secret black ops projects. Or is it all just a made-up story to sell books and lecture tours? We grab our spelunking gear and search for the truth next on Hysteria 51.
Yeah, that was awful.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy? Not crazy.
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth. Truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51.
We're here.
The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to the podcast that's never fought reptilians underground. Our battles have always taken place on Outworld. This is Hysteria 51.
Reptile wins. Fatality.
Broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension. They do. Where they live, the lower fourth dimension. Yeah. Otherwise known as Chicago, we're your hosts and spelunking guides in this search for underground oddities, Brent Hand and John Goforth.
Spelunking? That sounds dirty.
You know, you're like a child.
He is. A child that drinks too much and curses like a sailor.
Shit, yes.
The sailor in question is the one and only conspiracy bot. Though, maybe comparing him to a sailor isn't accurate. He squeals when you get him near large bodies of water.
Take me near that lake again and I'll make you squeal.
Brent built C-Bot in his lab to help produce and edit the show. Instead, he just makes idle threats like that one and does his best to harm the people who brought him here. Us.
See, I'd be the perfect leader.
Leader of what?
The country, the world, the quick stop on 26th. Gotta start somewhere.
I could get behind that last one. Get a job there and start paying for some of your own fucking booze.
Meh. Too much work. I'll just keep working on world domination.
That doesn't even make any sense. You know what else doesn't make sense? The amount of time it's been since we've had on our guest today.
And we got a special treat for you kids at home. He's been on so many times. He's getting the Joe Peck treatment.
His name is...
Kevin Crispin. He got his own bumper.
Welcome back to the show, Mr. Kevin Crispin.
Wow, that was pretty great. You know, the last time I had the Joe Peck treatment, I had to take some antibiotics afterwards.
Well, you know, we like to keep it real around here. I'm not sure what that means,
infected.
But it's real something.
Real infected. There you go. Really fester.
Now, Kevin, tonight we are talking about Dulce and the secret underground bases, supposedly therein. And all around this globe, I suppose. That begs the question, does going underground make you claustrophobic?
I got the over-under on this one.
You know, surprisingly, I want to know what you bet, but I think I know. I'm not claustrophobic.
Wow, really?
Although I'm not really a fan of going underground if I'm like going to be buried alive.
Now, do you feel that the ground is judging you?
Well, yeah. I mean, do you look at it? Look it right in the eyes to see it look at you. Yeah.
Wait, I want to go back to something you just said. You're not a fan of going underground if you're going to be buried alive.
Yeah.
Is that a ongoing fear of yours that you're going to be buried alive?
You know, it's just something that pops up. Like when I saw that second Kill Bill movie in the theater and she's in the coffin. That was
a little
upsetting.
Did you start working on your 1-inch punch immediately?
Yeah, I did, man. And poof. That's why I have I always have brass knuckles with me.
It's funny you said
those
that.
On.
I just saw on Facebook someone linked to this is an actual grave where the guy had such a fear of being buried alive that his tombstone is over it and there's a window and you can see the vault. Now, I'm not sure how he thought he was going to get out of the coffin or the vault.
I mean, he's still down there.
But you can see it, and they said it's older now and it's yellowed a little bit, but if you put a flashlight on it, you can see the whole vault and everything.
Wow.
Kevin, I'm going to add a little fear, just be to your world.
I need some, yeah.
But just be glad that you didn't live in like the 1700s. Okay. I think this is around when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't as good back then at determining if someone was dead or not.
Yeah.
And so
breathing shallow.
I hold up a mirror. Wasn't that much on there. Let's go ahead and bury him. So what they would do is whenever they buried somebody, they tied a string to the toe and let that string come up above ground and tied it to a bell.
Brings a whole new thought to being a bellman.
You're walking through the graveyard and you hear a bell ringing. Yeah. You might want to get a shovel, or you might not.
Windy or shit's a
so
brewing.
What I just thought was, oh God, what would be terrible is if for some reason my toe stopped working, but I'm down there and I have no way to get anybody
to
let them know my toes.
I got a
move.
Charlie horse and I'm running out of air.
Yeah. You know, in the 17th century, I would have lasted about 7 to 11 minutes. I have a very weak constitution and I can't even cook cereal.
What's nice about that is if you did start ringing the bell, they would have just dug you up and then drove spikes through you so that you couldn't get back out of said grave.
And like shoved rocks in your mouth, buried you upside down.
Yeah, you're the normal.
The normal.
Yeah. It's called the Cleveland treatment.
burned your heart and have your siblings eat it.
Right, but we're not talking about underground burials and being buried alive. We are kind of buried alive. Underground stuff. We're talking about Dulce conspiracy, the Dulce base. A lot of people say the Dulce Air Force Base. That's not so much true. It's not an Air Force Base at all. It's just a base.
Have you
been
there?
That we don't.
It could be an Air Force Base.
I am not at liberty to say. Everything I'm saying may or may not be true. You're going to have to to believe.
Was that just a general override for this entire show?
That didn't have anything to do with this.
You need a bumper of that.
Yeah. As much as everything I say should be.
Everything you've said in the last 120 episodes.
There's just a slight
malaise
over everything I say, and you should be taking it as such. You know, so.
You can say that again.
No. Malaise? He probably can't even pronounce malaise.
I don't understand how you guys still let him on the show.
Well, it's more of a... We can't decide if it's wrong to turn him off or not. It's a moral dilemma we're running into.
Oh, yeah.
The question of sentience.
John turns me off every time he opens his mouth.
God damn.
All right. So
what is Dulce?
Yeah, and it is Dulce, not Dulce. Though so, a lot of people not
sounds delicious.
It's not something that you spent way too much on to wear. It is a small town.
I went Carmel. You went
Dulce and Gabbana.
Gabbana. Yeah. Right.
I went with John, too. More of a drink or a food or something.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah,
Dulce de leche.
So when you hear Dulce, nothing unusual seems apparent. It's just a nondescript area. It's in New Mexico. It's located in the northern part of the state. It's damn near Colorado.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There's like 3,000 residents. It's
and majority of them are Native American.
Uh-huh.
I believe it's Apache Nation there. And however it looks, though, people will tell you, are very deceiving. The reason is there's an underground military base and or laboratory beneath Dulce.
It's laboratory, please.
That might exist underneath Dulce.
Huh, might.
Might is right because until you start pulling your weight and getting us these photos from ENIAC, I don't think that we're going to be able to say otherwise.
Yeah, yep. We're going to have to stick with that.
So that's right, kids. The Dulce base is an alleged secret underground facility under the Archuleta Mesa. That is another buzzword that you hear a lot.
Archuleta Mesa.
Near the town of Dulce. And it is, in fact, an alien facility.
Hold on, C-Bot. Hold on. He said it wrong. It's not an alien facility. Alien-human hybrid joint facility.
He's wearing up a
much better.
So, according to the folks at one of my favorite publications, Reptoid.com, they'll say...
Oh, you're a subscriber too?
Yeah. Do you have your membership card?
Of course I do.
Awesome.
Or
carry it at all
I?
Times. Oh, you even knew the handshake. Awesome. Yeah, Dulce is only one of the many underground facilities that reptilians use to run experiments on humans and other animals.
One of the many.
Many, many, many. In fact, later in the show, I'm going to name some of the other openings to these. Yeah. Also, it's supposedly the location of a huge underground gun and ray gun battle, aliens versus U.S. military and civilian contractors that were working there.
And there was an actual battle underground.
Oh, people, they say, have the scars to prove it. And the aliens managed to win because they had those advanced ray guns.
It's funny, when you read accounts of this online, because that's the only place you'll find it, they all read very similarly, like they might have had the same source material.
I want you to know, there are literally dozens of books that are printed, also not online, that talk about this, some of which I have read, John.
See, that's one of those things where you think you're coming in and dropping knowledge on us. And
hey,
we
if
all
it's
just...
in a book, take a look. It's in a book.
It's
reading about aliens.
Oh, yeah.
When you drop that knowledge on us, you think that you're helping, but you're really just making yourself look poor.
LeVar said you'd say something stupid like that.
How are we doing against LeVar in the ratings?
You know what? For a long time, we were neck and neck.
Is that
now
right?
We've fallen. Oh, my God. We were beating LeVar Burton Reed's for a while. And then we fell off. So every once in a while, we popped back in there. But for a good solid like 3 months, we were like 13 and he was 14 in arts.
He started promoting himself. He's got that Reading Rainbow cheddar to spend.
Yeah, it's like what Mark Twain said, there are 2 days that matter in your life, the day you're born and then the day you realize why you're here, basically. Yeah, yeah. I'm butchering the quote, but I think that you guys realized why you're here when you beat LeVar Burton.
That is one of my life goals.
Yeah.
What's
your other life goals?
Being able to rule with an iron fist, so we're working on it. We're getting there. Not sure what I want to rule with an iron fist, but something.
You can rule Seabot with an iron fist.
Maybe a model train village.
Live or die, man. Live or die. Choo-choo.
So the point I was trying to make about the various versions of the story I've read, they all sound very similar. What changes are the details around who these soldiers were?
Hmm. Well, that's because, John, as time goes by, these advanced different members of the military, they go through, you know, sometimes they're working for the CIA, sometimes they are contracted out to the Air Force, stuff like that. So depending on the time that they're reporting,
I'm just gonna let him keep going.
It depends on who their actual, when you got the beret, the black beret or the blue berets, like they talk about, you know,
above
Delta Force, you don't really answer to anybody.
Thank you for bringing that up, because, you know, I read Delta Force. I read
Green Beret is bottom of the barrel bullshit. God,
you guys are stealing my thunder here. I read Delta Force. I read NATO. But
no,
then I read,
you watched Delta Force. That's a big difference.
Would have been a better use of my time. Berets.
And did you read about the blue berets also?
I did not catch that.
Yeah, there's also, this is above Delta Force stuff. Like,
is this like
this
Majestic?
Well, kind of like Majestic clearance commandos is what they're saying. That's why the blue beret, I think, came in as its distinction. It's distinguishing them separately.
Their main job is to fight aliens?
I'm sure they have a whole lot of jobs.
Maybe they have to clean the
dead dogs out of water, you know, up in Maury Island, you know, things like that. Sometimes it rolls downhill. That's a callback to another episode, Kevin. You'd know if you'd listen to this monstrosity that is a podcast.
I would never listen to this.
Right, let's get back on track to this.
We're talking
amazing
about
amazing
story. I don't want to say aliens, like, you know, we said these beings, these reptoids. The problem is they're in cahoots with the Greys, who are naturally committed to their own secret plots against the human race, as one would think.
Right.
Yeah. And we know this because secret interviews with supposed former base employees just before they died have now been published on the internet and written into many, many, many books.
Dozens of books.
Lots of them. We say facility because it's not just a base. Oh, no. It said it connects with a vast underground network of tunnels that literally, and I mean literally, crisscross our entire planet.
Do those tunnels go under the ocean?
Everywhere. Yeah. Anyway, oh, very much so.
And by literally, you mean figuratively.
No, I mean literally. Literally, they exist. Oh. In the lower levels of the base, that's where the alien part comes in. They're controlled by inner Earth beings.
Called it.
You know.
Of course he did.
In case you guys were wondering, I was able to obtain a diagram of Dulce. Mm-hmm. And so I can tell you what happens on each level. Indulge me, if you will. So level one is pretty your basic security and communications level. So that's just right underground level.
Sure.
Level two, still pretty basic, human staff housing. I mean, you have to house the humans. And level three, that's where the executives are and some of the labs. So some testing. Level four, now we're getting kind of crazy. Mind control experiments.
Yeah, which, that's not actually that crazy, because we know that the government really did those. So far, you're firing on all cylinders.
Level 5, alien housing.
And that's because the aliens and the humans had to be kept apart at all times. They couldn't fraternize. That is something that they made very clear in all the literature that I read.
Now, was the mind control level in between the two to use the psychic energy as a buffer?
It comes out of the top and kind of forms a heart shape around it, almost like a magnetic pulse. I'm making that up.
Okay. But the rest of this, take it home. Write it down. Level six, I should say, is where they do the genetic experiments. That's where they're trying to crossbreed aliens with the
Where we all know that we got Man-Bear Pig from there.
Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah.
And then the final level, cryogenic storage.
Oh, is that where Ted Williams is?
No, Disney.
Yeah, Walt Disney.
Oh, Walt Disney? Okay.
And then there's also, to the side, there's also a shuttle to Los Alamos.
So here's the thing about this.
A shuttle?
Now, these things...
It's like a rental car place.
Level one isn't one level below the ground.
Yeah.
Level one is 2 miles below the ground.
2 miles below? 2 miles,
and then it goes down from there.
This also, I know you guys can't see it at home, but the diagram and the way you described it sounds like Dante's Inferno with the levels of hell and everything like that.
Yeah, except for, this is real.
I kind of felt like I was in Dante's Inferno doing this week's research.
Yeah, I bet.
So, John, I mean, you've got the thing there. You've got a diagram. I mean, I don't really see why you're having such a problem with this.
Well, we mentioned the shuttle. The problem is, you say that they have these shuttles that go around all of these underground tubes to the places like Los Alamos.
Denver Airport, right.
All across the world.
My grandma's house.
So that would be miles.
That's what that smells.
And miles and miles of tunnels.
Yes.
If you're going to make that many miles of tunnels, thousands upon thousands of miles of tunnels.
Yeah.
Where would all the rock go?
Well, dumb. It's so simple.
Yeah, where does that go?
The September 83 issue of Omni magazine explains it in detail if you want to get down to diagrams. It has a colored drawing of the subterrane.
The hell is that?
I'm glad you asked a question this time. Just the Los Alamos nuclear-powered tunnel machine that burrows through the rock deep underground by heating whatever stone it encounters into molten hot magma, which cools after the subterranean has moved on. It leaves a smooth tunnel and doesn't need to displace the material outside of that, because it presses and impacts it.
That checks out.
I did look into this a little bit, and this...
You forgot to mention that
in the literature?
I think I came across this as well. Isn't it also nuclear-powered?
Nuclear-powered. That's why I said the Los Alamos nuclear-powered. Here's the thing. This technology or this thought of doing things like this was being explored way back in like the 50s of doing stuff like this. So the thought of being able to do something like this is something that at least real underground drillers and mining companies have thought. Maybe we could work on that. And it kind of went by the wayside. Now, the smoking gun, they say, is it went by the wayside because they perfected it. And then the government said, we'll take that. Thank you very much.
One of the gentlemen that we're going to talk about regarding Dulce and the experiences he said he had there, his name's Phil Schneider, and we'll get to Phil. Phil said of these tunnels that they traveled beyond light speed using only vacuums and magnets.
Well, have you
vacuums
ever...
and magnets?
So my assumption is that this technology was then just passed on to Elon Musk, and that's what he's building. Oh,
that giant tunnel.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, you got to understand, is he's got his pulse on all of this. He's got his finger on the pulse of it, is what I mean to say.
On the Dulce?
Yeah. I mean, the guy... He's not American, so obviously, he knows what's up. Because everyone knows foreigners know the best. Anyway.
I can't tell if you were making America great again there, or if you were making America...
I always tend to assume that Brent is always MAGA.
So I read also that the Beyond Light Speed was horse shit. Others said they do travel at great speeds, approaching the speed of sound, but they don't break that. And he was just misstated it, as people do.
I love when
he misstated the state of sound, speed of sound and speed of light.
When you get the other expert, I say in quotes, talking about human, alien, bear, pig.
There's no problem with that.
But that thing traveling beyond the speed.
Did you just see that they just introduced human embryo into a pig? Literally, it's been in the news this week. Not in America.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I saw
Holy
human
shit.
Embryo into
like,
a pig.
We got man pigs. Its first word was, kill me!
Now,
Father! Isn't what the... am I?
Isn't the purpose of that to be able to eventually to grow human organs?
I thought it was trying to, as the way I read it, create the most delicious bacon possible.
I was going to say, that's got to be the best bacon, Dahmer bacon.
Yeah. Talk about back bacon. That's real back bacon.
Would that be the second most dangerous game?
Would it be the most dangerous game? Because then you got all these pig genes.
It'd be the most delicious game.
That's true. That's true.
All right. So we have these tunnels.
Here's the thing,
I don't need to worry about the fact that matter can't just be displaced.
No, it's don't not worry displaced. About that.
No.
It's just pushed.
Well, it's molted. Everything rock. Actually, they do. When rock gets hot, the liquid form is condensed. So if you make a big enough hole, then it's compacted in from the machine as it cools it. So if you could do that, technically that part is feasible. Science says they haven't found out a way to do that. These people say, "Oh no, we did a long time ago."
Oh, they did. Wasn't that in Deep Impact as well?
Or there was that one where they had to go to the center of the Earth.
The core.
Yeah. So anyway, they make these tunnels. Let's get off of that. These tunnels are there. We all know that's a fact. They connect this hidden empire sub-city complexes. Also, these top secret project named Noah's Ark, it uses tube shuttles in connection with a system of over 100 bunkers and bolt holes, which have been established at various places on Earth for underground research, hiding of top officials if something happens. Just anything, and on top of that, communicating with the denizens of the inside of the Earth.
Well, and don't forget that the reptilians that are down there need access to adrenochrome on the surface.
Well, that's true, and John, the thing you got to understand is, much like the other bases inside the Moon, Mars, etc., many of these underground cities and complexes, they have streets, sidewalks, lakes, small electric cars, apartments, offices, and even shopping malls.
This is like when I was a kid and everybody talked about, you know, heaven, and they'd say, oh, it's just a place with streets paved with gold and mansions, and it's like, why is heaven just our world with gold on top of it?
I know you like quotes from philosophers. I don't want to go down the religious rabbit hole, but one of the best things I can say, and I think it goes along with this, is a philosopher once told me, ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on Earth. And I think that just goes hand in hand
with
this.
Is that Kierkegaard?
It was Carlyle.
Carlyle.
Chapter 7, verse 4 and 5.
It's true. The ENIAC and I worked at a Starbucks on Venus last summer for spending cash.
Wait. You know the most unbelievable part of that?
He worked.
That he worked.
Can't hold down a job.
All right. My head is spinning.
Come on. Is it spinning as fast as the subterrane when it's making new tunnels for
at the speed of light. Let's go to break, kids. And when we come back, let's dive into where these stories.
Facts.
Okay. Come from. We'll name the key players and get a little bit more into the lore.
Facts.
That is Dulce and Underground Bases. Next on Hysteria 51.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know? If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have, both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Is it bad that I'm still stuck on the tunnels?
Prepare to stay stuck because there's a lot more where that came from. I got a story for you, John, and it's important because we keep talking about how things intertwine.
Yeah.
All the things that we do intertwine.
They do.
Buckle up because here we go again. There's some players, some of the big names that put kind of Dulce's story on the map. And you can't talk about this without some that we've talked about before. Paul Benowitz. There was one poor son of a bitch in all the stories that we tell. It's Paul Benowitz. John, remind everyone and Kevin, who's not real familiar with him, the story of Paul Benowitz.
Paul Benowitz is like, if all of this stuff really just happened to him, he's like fate's jester. I mean, this guy, this guy has been through it all. But so where you would know him from, if you listen to this show, is that Paul was a scientist, businessman in the Southwest.
He's in Albuquerque, electronics buff, yeah.
Yeah, and he became convinced that evil aliens were secretly manipulating humans using electromagnetic mind control waves.
That is probably true, but keep going.
Doesn't take a lot of convincing.
Yeah.
So Benowitz monitored radio communications from nearby Sandia National Laboratories on a scanner and interpreted what he heard as aliens in the process of landing their spacecraft.
Real patriot there.
Well, I mean, he did come forward with this information.
If I remember correctly, he also was an amateur pilot and took pictures of what he thought to be a downed spacecraft.
And it was the problem, what got him into trouble, is it was a downed top secret black
it was a craft.
And when was he alive? Like, when was this taking place?
This was
place?
Going on in the 80s. Okay, so this happened in the 80s. And he came to the U.S. government and said, I found these things. I have these pictures of this. And the U.S. government goes, well, what do we do? Well, he thinks it's aliens. Tell him it's freaking aliens.
Yeah, so they sent a U.S. Air Force handler who was controlled by the CIA, Richard Doty, out to handle him. And not only did they that where that aircraft had gone down, they set it up to look like an alien.
They added some junk.
They added
it.
Stuff to
and
it.
And they go, "We're going to take you out there so you can really see it." And he's like, "Son of a bitch! I knew it."
We talked a lot about this in our disclosure episodes. And they also started feeding him information. They even took over the signal that was coming into his TV.
The house across the street, like the NSA, set up shop in it. And right. He realized he was being monitored, and they're like, "Oh yeah, Paul, you are." You are. That's probably someone you don't want to.
And what they
with.
Had decided to do was drive him insane so that anything he said was not credible and just became a source of disinformation.
Well, guess what? Benowitz became increasingly unstable
to
everyone around him and eventually went completely mad. Yeah. So Richard Doty, well done. I guess you did your job there. His job was disinformation. His job was, if someone's coming forward with this stuff, put so much doubt one way or another that you just completely destroy all credibility.
And how did Benowitz play into Dulce?
He's the one who thought the base was there, and he thought that these underground experiments were happening, and he really came forward. And
the
said,
first one to publicly say, Dulce has an underground
this
base.
This is real. I've intercepted things. Now, he really
is
was
this like on a ham radio?
No, he was a scientist, and he had like all these crazy. Yeah. And
he was an electronics buff, right?
He was
a scientist. I don't believe in anything.
And he worked at laboratories. So he was intercepting things that he probably shouldn't be intercepting.
Uh-huh.
And he was led down this path to madness. But he brought Dulce to people's attention, and he was a pawn used by Doty and other people, but he got the story of Dulce out there. Other people like Phil Schneider that you talked about really ran with it.
Phil Schneider. All right. So now I don't want to take away credibility from the man, but I'm going to go ahead and take away credibility from the man. The best way I could describe Phil Schneider would be kind of like, it reminds me of Bill Cooper with less racism. He's out there on the tip of the spear for all of this wackadoo stuff.
Schneider claims he was a U.S. government geologist and engineer. He was born in 47. He worked for the U.S. government for years, and he worked in the field of nuclear medicine. His father, he says, was involved in the Philadelphia experiment, and Phil worked with the government building underground military bases.
Now, if you listen to him in other venues, he talks about just being a geologist for the government. So his story changes there a little bit.
He was quiet about his work and his knowledge on extraterrestrials for a long time. But after the death of his father, John, in 93 and the murder of his friend, Ron Rummel, he decided to shed light on some of the most controversial topics in the history of the United States or the world. Aliens, what he really, really knew.
And also, he did claim to get some of his information from his good friend, Al Bielek.
And well, Al Bielek, as we know, we talked about him in the Montauk episode.
As well as the Philadelphia experiment.
Al Bielek liked to bring little boys to his house and fondle them, saying that he was going to help them remember what happened to them, truthfully.
So when we said that this stuff all intertwines, man, it's like five people.
Right? I know. Here are some of the claims that Phil Schneider has made. He says he was personally involved in fights with the Greys. He dubbed the Dulce Wars. We talked about those earlier.
Yeah, those are the big gunfights with the ray guns.
He had wounds from laser weapons to prove it.
Ray guns.
Laser, rays, whatever, you know.
What were they, scars?
Yeah. And he said
and he was missing a couple fingers, he said, were blown off in the Dulce Wars.
So he said
that is the only way you can lose fingers.
That
is in war with aliens.
I checked in my literature. The Dulce Wars, he said, takes place in 1979 when Schneider is part of a drilling operation in Dulce, New Mexico. After four shafts have sunk, Schneider was appointed to travel down to determine the problem that they were having. He claims he discovered a cavern with aliens, and then the FBI and the military were forced to intervene.
So let's stop there. First, if he was sent down to check out the way the rock was, that makes me believe more the geology side versus the nuclear medicine side of his resume, his CV.
Have you ever heard of multifaceted? You know,
like a wrench.
He celebrates both kinds.
He's a multi-tool.
Music, country and western, country and you know, western, that kind of thing.
Well, he certainly is a tool.
He also stated what he said. His father was involved in the Philadelphia experiment. He said he had the highest security clearance on the planet. I guess that would be Majestic,
which isn't the highest known security clearance. He said highest security clearance on the planet.
There you go. He was in the facility and saw hybrid animal humans. Also, he saw alien human hybrids. He saw multiple types of different species of aliens.
I would like to point out that just because you've seen Lady Gaga in person does not mean that you saw an alien.
Boo, human. I like her. She's all right.
Star is Born was really lovely.
Yeah. It doesn't mean she's not part alien.
That's true.
He's the one who brought up that whole point of the base is 2 miles underground. That's where like level one starts. And he
miles.
He said this base had space for hundreds of thousands of prisoners for experiments or for just wartime prisoners, whatever, both human and alien.
He said
they are ready for shit to brew.
So the Dulce Wars that he was involved in, the way he tells the story, he goes down there to check it out and he comes face to face with a 7-foot gray. And what's a geologist to do?
John, those are the tall grays.
Oh, get my bad. Right. I apologize.
Not the Earl Grays.
No.
Hey now. Hot. What's a geologist to do? He pulls out his pistol and starts shooting.
Well, everyone knows if you're a geologist or an archaeologist, you carry a whip and a pistol.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. I mean, so he starts shooting. They pull out the ray guns and shoot at him. They clip him. They knock off a few fingers. And that is when the Delta Force came and swooped in. And
number
one,
I'm going to stop you right there.
One gave their life.
I read
life.
It wasn't the Delta Force. It was the above Delta Force Blue Berets.
Oh, the Blue Berets. My apologies.
I mean, hey, I've read both. So we got to give props to both.
To both. Okay. So we're going to go with
They came in and saved him like they knew there was a fight going on.
Right.
Yeah. He's down there screaming, there's aliens, there are aliens. They send to the Delta Force. And
we
like,
ain't found shit.
A teal beret gave his life for him, jumped in front of a ray gun, and that's how he was able to escape.
I think that they always have taught me, it goes, if you're in any sort of the military, the president... And then geologists and then the cabinet members, you know, as far as what you're going to do.
He does have the highest security clearance on the planet.
On the planet.
Well, that came later. This is when he was finding this out.
Oh.
You know, once you're in it, you're in it. Just like Tommy Lee Jones, he was that poor boy giving him flowers. Well, now you're in one of the MIB.
That's true. All in all, 66 members of the Delta Force Teal Beret Black Beret Brigade.
Blue! Say it right.
Blue
Don't
Beret.
Fuck with it.
Blue
you get it right. It's
Blue
true.
Blue Beret Brigade.
We're all going to be laughing when, like, 6 years from now, it comes out as true, and we're like, well, we've wasted our lives because we've done the wrong shit.
Oh, I already knew that, buddy. 66 brave men and women gave their lives that day in the Battle of Dulce. If you're the Secretary of Defense, how do you write that letter?
To the family.
Yeah. Training exercise. Sorry.
Training, yeah.
Bad shrimp.
Bad dates.
Hold on, though. That's not the only claims. He goes on. He detailed the politics of humans and aliens, how we interact and where we go into, which is a whole nother episode.
Well, that's the thing. I'm glad you said that. Because if you go listen, and there are plenty online, if you go listen to him speak in one of his...
hours and hours.
Very similar to Bill Cooper. He would just go and just talk and talk and talk. It's very political.
Yes.
And it's almost like he just has a problem with the government, and he's using this as a story to help propagate that
problem. Well, he said the U.S. government has known about the alien agenda since 1933, and he stated that aliens are supposed to take over the world in 2029, and we're all working towards that.
2029. Yeah. Hold on. Let me write that down.
Yeah, and he said we need to clear the vermin out of Washington because they're just going to let the aliens in. I'm not kidding. He said that.
Yep.
And he's saying that the aliens have nefarious purposes here, and they want to make us their, like,
they're in control, pretty much.
Kevin, if they blew three of your fingers off, how would you feel about them?
Well, I'd give them a lot of high sevens.
He claimed that 16 UFO crashes took place between 1947 and 1952. Now, if you look into that, a lot of it was because they came here, and that was when we were testing all that new radar, and it messed with their technology. And from the crashes, the U.S. government recovered 117 alien bodies, four of which, he said, were still alive.
They know that because the string and the toe and the bell.
Yeah, the bell started dinging from inside the craft.
There was a bell on the outside, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then the security of the extraterrestrials was handled by a...
Got one.
Uh-oh. Special unit within the military. Here it is. The unit was named Blue Berets and was part of Project Pounce.
What, were they cats?
Sounds like a boarding shelter for cats.
I know.
Welcome where to Project Pounce. Over here, you have a scratching post, and over here, what's the hell's the what's the drug that they love?
Adrenochrome.
Catnip.
Adrenochrome. That's what the aliens use.
So cats are really reptilians. I would buy that.
Of course they are.
Here's the problem with this whole story. He never got his chance to prove it or give out the proof because he died in 1996 of suicide. But his wife said it was foul play. And his wife said that right before he died, he came to her and said, I'm probably going to be killed and it's going to be made to look like a suicide. I will not kill myself.
Did he hang himself?
With a catheter tube, no less.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's 100%. They found his dead body with a
which is really just like a rubber. It would actually be a really good way to, you know, it's a strong rubber tube. So yeah, more like, you know, strangled himself than
so.
Yeah,
that one fact right there has led to, I think, a lot of the propagation of everything he said and not being written off as just a kook. I mean, you know, because he said to somebody, hey, if you find me dead and it looks like a suicide,
supposedly he said
me.
It to multiple people, right. Which is crazy if you are crazy, let's say for a fact, try to be silly here and say that everything I just said isn't true. Okay. He made it up.
Come on.
If I was crazy, I would probably say, hey man, they're probably going to kill me. You know what I mean? Like if I was crazy and if I was going to kill myself, I'd probably go out somewhere and sprinkle a whole bunch of wolf hair all over me and shoot myself with a silver bullet and like make a line that's like, I can't take it anymore. The curse got to me or something. You know, make it crazy so that they'll always talk about it. You know what I mean? Like if you're crazy, be crazy.
But we know he was murdered too. So
yeah, he's murdered.
I know. I don't want to take the guy's death lightly. I mean,
no, he one way or another, he's dead.
He's dead. And that's sad. I just don't believe the things he said leading up to his death.
The argument is that he was a geological and structural engineer and an explosive expert. He built deep underground and deep underwater military bases. He became fed up with the government secrecy and lies and began a lecture circuit, as you do. And shortly after that, he was killed and they made it look like a suicide. So he was just one of these guys that was in the know because he had a particular set of skills.
Like
and
Liam Neeson?
Those skills led to him finding out something he wasn't supposed to know. Okay.
When you say lecture circuit, like not colleges, is he just going around
the
to like
UFO lecture circuit?
Oh, you know what I mean?
But
okay.
Really, there is a lot of
dance halls,
VFW halls.
Yeah,
I'm talking a lot of times, hundreds or thousands of people will come to see these people lecture big time.
Yeah,
big time. Yeah, we've went.
That's
Lisa 100%
true. Phil didn't fill those halls. He was more in the abandoned church. Tour.
When MUFON and stuff put him on, though, they did big things. He had large crowds at some of them. We got another player. The last name, it's a triple threat of the big names in this. And
all the detail that we have mostly comes from Phil.
A lot of the detail is gone when we talk about this next one because there isn't a lot. And even his name is up for conjecture. So the last player is this guy named Thomas Costello or Castello. They don't even get his name right. And the thing about him is he says he was a security guard at this base. Okay. That's his major claim.
That stopped people from coming in.
Well, just underground. No, like in, you know, probably like keeping the aliens from fraternizing with the humans and things. I don't know. Maybe it was over the candy shop. I don't know.
And Brent, you said it's either Castello or Costello, meaning an A or an O. The reason we don't know for certain is because no one can prove for certain that this man actually existed.
Yeah. Yeah. Supposedly he released info about the base, including pics. And then him and his family just up and vanished. The problem is, well, the thing that did happen right away is this story spread like wildfire through the UFO community. The problem was the photos that he released have been proven out to be fakes. Not only are they fakes, they're still photos from the movie The Sixth Day.
Great movie.
Yeah. Great movie.
Yes.
That's fucking awesome.
Nevertheless, his story persists, and he is rumored that even he was given cancer, and he's living in Europe hiding out, and those pics, you know, they changed them to make them not true. It's one of those things. It's kind of like when we did Polybius. Well, someone saw it online one time. Well, where's that? Well, I can't really find that, you know, or all the photos turn out to be faked. You know, you never know.
Yeah, Costello is a problem. I mean, this is I was joking earlier about the entire Dulce story only coming from the internet. You're right. There's a couple books. The entire Costello story is 100% from the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just lives in
UFO
forums.
He's the John Titor of this story.
Yes. So when I was researching Castello, whatever.
A lot of music come up.
Search for him on YouTube. And when I was done listening to a couple hours of Elvis Costello, it would say interview, Thomas Costello. I'm like, oh, these are awesome. This is great. Every time I'd open them, It would be one of the internet forum posts read by a computer.
Yeah, yeah.
Only a hack would do something like that.
I was excited because there's an actual interview with this guard from Dulce.
Right.
Yeah. So far we have a proven agent of disinformation in Paul Benowitz.
Mm-hmm. Not per se his fault.
Correct.
He's been proven, but he was led astray.
But regardless.
Yeah. Yes.
The information.
An agent of disinformation.
We have Phil Schneider. Call Phil what you will. He had certainly had some interesting details.
You mean 100% true, because that's what I call him.
Fair enough.
Face value. That's how I take.
And then
my
we have
pills.
Thomas Costello, who may or may not even have existed. So I think we're batting 1,000 here. I think we're ready to wrap this one up.
Yeah.
But let's take one more break, kids.
We are nowhere near wrapping this up because I'm going to drop some truth on you.
I don't even know what that means. Black coffee, right. Maybe a smoke. I don't smoke, but I'm going to start.
I might pick it back up.
We'll get back to it after the break on Hysteria 51.
I'm telling you guys, this is the true one of all the ones we've done.
Nation, we want pictures of your dogs. That's just a personal request from me, but while you look for a good one, let me tell you about something near and dear to mine, Brent's hearts. Your dog's health. You may have noticed lots of dogs suffering from health issues these days. Joints, odors, it's not good. Actress Katherine Heigl noticed these issues too, and after a ton of research, there was one place she found we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she created Superfood Complete, food for your four-legged friend that's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Her company, Badlands Ranch, also supports the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Now, I know Brent has used Superfood Complete with his lovable meatballs, and they absolutely love it. He said it's easy to prepare, both his guys grow crazy for it, and he loves knowing what he's giving them is healthy and full of ingredients that are actually beneficial to his little rapscallions. You can try it for yourself by going to badlandsranch.com/hysteria and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/hysteria today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So why Dulce? That's the big question. And that's a pretty easy, not so easy, but easy thing to answer. It's in the middle of nowhere. Just like all these things we, you know, look at Area 51, S4, things like that. It's in the middle of nowhere. You got Paul Benowitz that was thinking that things were coming out of that area. There's another thing that was happening big time in that area that kind of fed into this. Cattle mutilations. There were tons of cattle mutilations that happened in that area, and they kind of tied them together. Oh, well, and this is real. This is documented. People have researched into what was going on. Big in the 80s and 90s and even in the 70s, there was a lot of cattle mutilations out west where they were cut, killed, things like that. And there's conjecture of if the government was doing it, testing things, testing weapons, testing surgical devices, what was happening. But it cost a lot of people a lot of money. And this happened in this area. And so people go, well, one leads to the other.
And there's no question that a lot of weird stuff happened in the American Southwest. That's where mm-hmm. we tested nukes.
Mm-hmm.
And then more recently, I mean, it is the place that we tested like the SR-71 Blackbird, you know.
Yeah, and I'd much rather them testing this out there on cattle than in St. Louis.
Yeah, know, no.
Like they used to
a
do.
Lot of the top secret or classified craft that the U.S. government has is tested out there. So that leads to a lot of wild speculation.
So you're saying that people saw mutilated cattle And then they said, well, this obviously means there is a secret base underground.
There was murmurs of this secret base, and then they started having this mutilated cattle. And so they go, well, that kind of ties in. Obviously, they're experimenting things like that. And the cattle, the things that you're going to read about is, oh, they were killed with surgical precision, and they were drained of all their blood, but there was no blood. Which some of that is true when they look at the investigators have investigated. Weird things were going on with these cattle. Now, the governing thought, a lot of it is that, you know, it probably was some sort of, you know, could have been military testing, could have been, who knows, could have been Monsanto.
I'm gonna go with Monsanto.
Yeah, but the thing
it's also it's also worth noting that in the area, I mean, there were Cold War underground missile installations,
tons of them, and just like there is right here in Chicago.
That kind of gave plausibility to the idea that, ooh, follow those tunnels and see where they go.
You know, like, what do they call them? ICBM, there was Nike, and there was, they had all these
Reebok.
But Nike sites,
I know.
All these different sites and stuff like that, that are out there. And at that time, they weren't all closed down, or they were using them for, some of them became storage, some of them became laboratories and stuff like that. And so all this kind of leads into this feeling that something is going on, something that maybe they can't explain or
something
don't
want afoot.
Yeah, exactly. It's just not at the Circle K, it's at the Dulce.
Right. Hey, now, thank you.
The other question that you got to kind of look at when you're doing this, or at least I think it's important, is could there be underground bases? Hell yes, there could be. I mean, there are. We know that there are underground bases, under mountain bases, things like that. Mm-hmm. The scope of that is where you get into the wishy-washy back and forth. What does one of those look like? They said there's shuttles that go back and forth. I believe that, I don't know about 2 miles, do they have multiple levels underground? Many, 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 many places. Many places that we've never heard of. We know.
Oh, yeah. The ones that we've heard of are the decommissioned ones. I mean, like, you think about Raven Rock and Cheyenne Mountain Complex.
Right. Which, you know, things like that. NORAD is where NORAD is. Things like that. You need to have. The presidential bunker gets moved all the time. We know where some of the old ones are.
There was one not far from D.C., Greenbrier. When they were building it, it was called Project Greek Island. And that was, you know, if the president's in D.C. and you need to get him out because of an impending nuke, you can't always get them to the Southwest.
Do they go to Kennebunkport or Michigan, or where
Kennebunkport, Maine?
I meant Maine. You know that's where they go, that's a presidential retreat. There's got to be crazy shit.
Oh, Schneider also said that that there's one of these, like the, not confirmed, this is coming from Schneider, under Camp David.
I believe that there's probably a giant thing there, because Camp David is where they go retreat. That's what I'm getting at. There
any
probably
place
is
that he goes regularly.
I would assume so.
There's got to be.
Yeah, no, I agree. The problem is you can find these plausible things, kind of tying in what I mentioned before about the Cold War missile silos. Mm-hmm. You can find these plausible things, tie them together, and poof, you've got a conspiracy.
The big thing that steps in here is then we get into the shuttles. Are they connected? I'll go on a limb here and I'll say, if I was the government and I was making these, that would be something that I would be interested in.
At making sure they were all connected and could be.
I mean, on paper, that sounds fantastic. Is that true? Well, we know that Germany, for example, a lot of the bunkers and stuff were connected through railway systems.
Right. They're in Russia. There's the Moscow Metro,
which is underneath the regular. It's the secret.
And that kind of ties into Raminky 43, I think is, if I'm saying that right. That's an underground base, alleged underground base built by Stalin, I think, if I'm wrong. We'll do it as a future episode. I think it'd be a really fun episode that supposedly exists under Moscow right now.
I don't think that even that is so far out of it, but these shuttles and the subterranean and stuff is a little bit harder to swallow. But when you're building these tunnels, and if you don't, let's pretend that the subterranean isn't real and they're not liquefying the rock into molten magma and squashing it, that's a lot of rubble. And you get into places like Denver Airport, you know, where they say they have a huge underground complex. Well, guess what? They did move out of Denver Airport. A whole lot of rubble, like a mountain's worth of rubble was taken out. Now they say that's for non-nefarious reasons, and other people go, ha, 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 yeah, right.
Yeah, but have you seen the murals?
Well, now they're playing those up. Have you seen that? Now they're like, yeah, you know, they play it up in there. There's alien signs and things in there making fun
in the airport?
In the airport. Now they're embracing it.
I don't think
the murals were kind of messed up. Like, whoever greenlit some of those.
What are they? What are the murals?
Children taking food from, like, a all-black soldier in gas masks with, like, Russian-looking crap.
What?
You know, it makes no sense. Just look up the murals. The giant Blucifer, the giant red-eyed horse outside of it. There's, like, a 30, 60-foot tall, whatever it is.
I love horse. How you say we don't know who greenlit it. It was the Illuminati. Yeah. We do, too, know that.
Well, yeah. I mean, allegedly, but we all know who's pulling their strings.
Oh, that's a good point.
Pee Wee Herman. I don't even know what that means.
He's pulling something.
So we, I don't think that any of us disagree that the plausibility of an underground base is there. Like, it makes sense.
Is it that the original inhabitants of this earth are still?
Is it
down
that
now?
There's reptilians running it?
Yeah,
number
and the grays,
one,
and who does, are worker bees,
and are we traveling around in tunnels at the speed of light? And, like, yes, underground bases exist. But does the rest of the shit?
Wouldn't you shit if that guy's like, I meant sound, I said it wrong, and now everyone thinks I'm an idiot. Yep, that's why.
That's the reason.
But here's the thing.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, like, that senator from way back when. How does the internet work? A series of tubes.
Yeah. The thing is, we talked about Denver Airport. There are a lot of places that they say they're entrances to this vast underground network. Staffordshire, England has an entrance. The Maltese Cave has an entrance. New York City, of course. The Nahanni Valley, Canada has an entrance. Death Valley, come on, you know, of course. Mount Shasta in California, Brown Mountain, and Toronto all have these entrances to this vast network of underground.
So it's like
facilities.
A subway entrance, right? Like, kind you're just walking along, it's like, oh, there's the F shuttle.
The problem is, when you get down to the lower levels, it is less scary than a normal subway ride.
It probably smells way
better.
Did you
see where they tested, I think it was in New York, the railings and stuff, and
they found the plague.
Literally, and they found five unknown viruses.
Yeah.
Never before seen viruses.
Just from
chilling.
Testing, like, the poles on the trains.
Yeah.
Yum. So
don't lick those.
So residents of Dulce claim to have seen UFOs.
Yep.
They claim to have seen moving lights and other unexplained sights in the area. And the area does have fairly little economic activity.
Yeah, guess what? I'd be saying that too. I got a trailer out back. You can stay in it if you want to search for those things. You got it, bud. You know, seriously.
So yeah, if you're in one of those areas that gets some sort of reputation about it, you got to play that up. Build a little alien.
So it's the Apache Legislative Council. They have embraced it, and they've embraced this whole notion of a base there at Dulce, partly in a push to stimulate tourism. They've even said that. And in 2016, the town hosted the Dulce Base UFO Conference at the Loco Casino Hotel. Literally.
Ground zero, right?
I mean,
there.
I'm telling you. Good for them. Good for them, because they saw an opportunity. It's a town of like 3,000 people. Hell yeah. Bring some people in.
Yeah.
And they have a casino. You know?
Do you know if, I mean, do people who believe this, do they often visit this? Are there reports of visiting it online? Like, are people saying, in Dulce?
I'm sure that they do. There's lots of people walking around out there, but it just looks like you're in the middle of the desert. You
right, because it's all underground.
You're exactly right. That's not a far-fetched idea. Like we keep saying, the other portions of this are the far-fetched things. This isn't without a lot of ire from people that just go, no, no. It's another one of those things where just so happened that as soon as this guy comes forward, he dies.
I think that brings us to a good point. Brent, what do you think?
I don't know that I believe there's a base there, because there might be. I believe wholeheartedly that there are tons of underground bases everywhere that we don't know about. And I even could get, I believe the Southwest is probably riddled with bases that we don't know about, because obviously you want to do testing and you want it out of the public eye. Could some of them be connected? Absolutely. Do I think it's a shuttle train system? Probably not. But I don't know. Do I think that the original inhabitants of the planet are down there pulling the strings? Fuck yes, I do. No, that's where I'm kind of drawing the line, because it makes for a great story when you inject that part into it. But I do not buy that, and I don't buy Phil Schneider, whatever. And Paul Benowitz, we know, was made a fool, sadly, until he went crazy. And then all the other stuff, it falls on its face, and you're using, you know, photos from movies and stuff like that. So, yeah. Do I think there could be a base? most definitely there could be. It probably isn't in Dulce, but there's bases out there everywhere.
Kevin, you're looking at me funny. I'm twitching because Brent and I on this show have had argument on more than one occasion about the concept of there being like hundreds of bases all interconnected by a series of tunnels. Mm-hmm. And we've argued about that vehemently here, which we don't need to pick back up. It's just I'm right and he's wrong. The one thing I will say, I think you're right, Brent, about there being underground bases and yeah. plenty that we don't know about. And probably a larger per capita number of them in the American Southwest than other places. I mean, it's rural. There's no one there. There's
nothing there.
Right, yeah. right. So that makes sense to me. But I think when you take that, just that kind of conjecture, and you kind of combined it with, let's say, half rumors that kind of almost that turn into fabrications by guys like Phil Schneider, you got kind of caught in this world of the weird echo chamber. Which we've seen in other topics we've done. I mean, some of the topics I think of one you mentioned earlier. I think of Maury Island. I think of the Bermuda Triangle.
Right.
I think of John Teeter.
There's a reason, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's going on with what you're saying. There's a reason we see the same people in the same stories over and over
yeah.
and again. They got that taste of notoriety, and they just run with it, I think. I think they really run with it.
The Montauk Project, again, Philadelphia Experiment. These are all examples of stories that have nothing but the word of the people involved. And admittedly, if there was a real conspiracy, that's probably all you would have.
He's not like Bob Lazar goes, hey, there's a base out here. And they go, I'll be damned there is. And he goes, hey, they're going to fly a UFO
at
and I'll
9
be
p.m.
damned. Yeah,
there it is
there
at 9 p.m.
Is.
Right.
You know, you can
there's a lot
shed a
less
lot of
here.
Stuff, but at least others have had some sort of basis in reality.
Right. I really do. I think the best way to say this is a half-supported rumor that turned into a fabrication in an echo chamber. I mean, that's what I'd call it. Kevin, what are your thoughts?
Man, fuck it. I believe it all. I believe it all. I'm going to believe this one. No, I'm not. I kind of am along the lines with you guys. There's got to be a ton of underground bases. And I do think that to in areas like the Southwest, some of them are connected. But I don't think something in the Southwest is connected to something under, say, New York City. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you got to go into the ocean to go to that place in England. I don't think that. I just find it fascinating. I'm not steeped in this stuff as much as you guys are. That it's always reptilians and it's always aliens. And that the aliens are trying to control us or are controlling us. I don't understand why they would come to this earth and then immediately go underground.
Because they were here before us, Kevin. The reptilians are the original inhabitants, and now they're just pulling the strings just like Atlantis. You know, they say
yeah.
you know, it's like, well, if you're really there, why are you hiding? You know what I mean?
Just like Bela Lugosi.
Pull the strings. Glenn or Glenda. God, I love that movie. Yeah, there's underground bases, and I'm sure there's stuff that goes on in there, but I don't think that, and I want to believe in a world where the aliens and the humans could interact if they were down there.
Maybe they're going to interact with us when we get this human pig embryo going, yeah. you know, because that's not going against anyone's will.
You know where I first read about the human pig embryo, Brent?
Was it on Al Gore's blog?
It wasn't. It was something almost as fascinating, and that's Hysteria Nation.
That's right.
That is our Facebook discussion group. If you want to join this discussion and tell us what you think about Dulce and how we're all idiots, just go on to Facebook, search Hysteria Nation, and let us know.
That's right. And also, don't forget, you can find us on Facebook.com/Hysteria51Pod, on Twitter @Hysteria51Pod. We've got Instagram. We've got Snapchat. Send us silly pictures, all that good stuff. And also, leave us a voicemail. 773-669-7277. Again, 773-669-7277. We got a ton. We're going to skip them this week because we're going to tell you about our Patreon.
I would go to Patreon and I would sign up. I'd probably sign up at the, well, I mean, you can do it for $1.
You get all the extra.
But I'd want some of that extra juice that comes along with spending a little bit more.
Yeah, $100 a month, I think, is
that's
the right.
I think everyone listening should just donate $100 a month.
You know what? Let's not be greedy. $30 a month. You get a lot of stuff. You get a t-shirt. You get pins. You get to sniff John Goforth.
You do not. It's for $30. Not. It's not a thing.
For $30, if you get yourself to Chicago, you can smell John Goforth.
I'm smelling him right now.
I know.
And I paid $60 just to be on the show.
For some reason, he assumes they're going to like nuzzle into his crotch. There's nothing wrong with someone smelling your shoulder for $30. Quit being a little bitch about it.
Preach.
they can sniff you for $30.
You know, that's $45. And I think we all know why.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
They can taste me for 60.
They can keep him for free. Yeah, I
was about to say, $60, you'll want him?
Yeah, no shit. All right, so yeah, don't forget on there. And we are always releasing new episodes, extra stuff on there, especially radio dramas and up all nights and stuff like that. So don't forget, you can get that. You can find all of these links on one place, Sarah51.com. So tell a friend about the show and tell him how much you enjoyed listening to Kevin Crispin, who came back again. Kevin, thank you.
Coming back. I bet you I come back again after this. Now that I have a bumper.
Yes. Yeah, well, man. That was a one and done.
Is that? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Santa only comes once a year.
Once a year. And he just came.
He did.
So, yeah. I'm always just so very enlightened by what I learn when I come here to the lower fourth dimension.
I like what you said. I'm not steeped in this like you guys are. Yeah.
You guys are steeped.
Talking about Santa, someone posted on Facebook and it made me laugh. It was like the 26th or 27th, and they're like, I was just watching TV and I saw a Christmas commercial. They get earlier and earlier every year. It's not even January. I'm already seeing Christmas commercials. Oh. So, Kevin, thank you very much once again.
You.
And with that said, I've been Brent.
I've been Kevin.
I've been John.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meet sex.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. John and Brent will be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.